which is here, I think.
Right next to you, so I'll take off my co-facilitator hat for the moment and leave it here, and I'll put it on again afterwards. And I'll speak on behalf of the WWF. Not unlikely to the other proposals that have been put forward, not proposals, suggestions, ideas that have been put forward earlier here, we also made our analysis of the current global legal framework and figure out that there are some clear gaps that needs to be addressed. This is all also well supported by the UN Environment assessment that was made last year. So we have thrown at the table some suggested elements for a new treaty on marine plastic pollution. We think that a new treaty is the most efficient way of handling this, and also I would like to stress that that does not mean that we shouldn't do other things in the meantime. These things can happen in parallel. But I'll focus now on our elements and ideas for a new treaty on marine plastic pollution. These are, again, elements and ideas. This is not a recipe for a treaty, as you probably can see. These are elements that we think are crucial to have in there, and that where we would like a discussion around how these functions can be set up. We think that a new agreement can provide direction, and this has also been mentioned in some of the other presentations, that we need a clearly formulated vision of eliminating discharge of plastic into the ocean. It must be based on the principle of precaution and in recognition of the devastating impact marine plastic pollution has already shown to have on marine ecosystems and coastal livelihoods. Then a treaty can provide ambition. We think that the core element will be an ambitious, shared, time-bound and legally binding global reduction target for marine plastic pollution, with particular emphasis on prevention and need to drastically cut the amount of new plastic waste that ends up in the world's ocean. In order to follow up this global reduction target, we need matching national reduction targets that make sure that in the long term we all do actions that take us in the right direction of meeting that global reduction target. That means clear, measurable and time-bound national reduction target. In order to achieve this ambition, there is a couple of measures that we need to put in place. Some have been mentioned in various discussions this week already. I'll put on the table those that we have thought about so far. We need an obligation to develop and implement effective national action plans on prevention, control and removal sufficiently ambitious to achieve the national reduction targets. Many countries are already doing national action plans. Some are done at the regional level, but in order to create a joint global effort, we need an obligation for all countries to participate in this effort, and also a common method of developing these national action plans so that not all countries have to reinvent the wheel every time they decide that their country will start to work for a national action plan. Then we need an agreed measurement, reporting and verification scheme for tracking marine litter and microplastic discharge and the progress to eliminate them at the national and international level. A lot was discussed yesterday around the need of measurement and monitoring, and we think that a new agreement can bring this element of ensuring that we know the status of the problem, the scale of the problem, and also the progress that we are making in order to solve it. We propose the establishment of an intergovernmental panel of experts that can assess and track the extent of the problem and collate state-of-the-art knowledge to provide inputs for decision-making and implementation. the knowledge gaps around marine litter have been expressed by many countries, and we think that there is a role at an international level to collate the current research on the topic and make it available for countries, because we want decision making to be based on best available knowledge. We also propose a global funding arrangement to support the effective implementation of the treaty by all states, including for infrastructure development, international cleanup operations, innovations into alternative product design, product technology, and importantly, waste management as well. There is a clear funding gap related to this issue, and we think that a global structure will have to take this into account. Then a treaty can have an explicit ban on certain acts considered to defeat the object and purpose of the treaty, including deliberate dumping of plastic waste in river systems and coastal systems, like we have in UNCLOS for the open sea. Finally, we think that a new treaty on marine plastic pollution can have an important role as a platform for decision making. We don't think that we have all the answers here today on what measures need to be taken at the global level, but a new governance structures can provide us with that platform for making those decisions that we realize in the future when we have more knowledge that we need to take. The treaty should therefore include a commitment to develop common methods, definitions, standards and regulations for an efficient and coordinated global effort to combat marine plastic pollution, including, for example, specific bans or standards or regulations on certain high-risk categories of plastic deemed to be impossible to safely collect and manage. And these can then be developed on the basis of a new treaty. So that are the ideas that we've come up with, elements that we think is important to address in a global governance system, and we're happy to hear all kind of inputs and ideas, additional ideas to these ones, as well as feedback on the ones that have been presented. Thank you. And now I put it back on my co-facilitator hat.